Hi, Elise Dewsbury here with another installment of my vlog, How to Get No Feedback from Elise. So I was thinking about adaptation, and I ask people in my core program all the time to work on source material and adapt it. And it has always been a trend in musical theater that that the works of musical theater are adapted from other works. And I do hear people complaining sometimes in more recent years saying, oh, they take these big fancy movies and they make them into musicals, and nobody has new ideas anymore. And all they do is just try to rehash old movies. And I want to say that I think that the idea of taking a popular source material and turning it into a musical has always been happening. This is nothing new. If you go back further into the golden age of musicals, it was primarily more plays as opposed to movies that were being converted into musicals. But absolutely, producers were buying up plays and books, but plays in particular, they lend themselves a little more readily to being translated into musicals. And then they would look for people to write those. So it is not a new thing at all. So there's no point in railing against it. It is what it is. However, what I do think is that if you do have source material to adapt, the key for me is to figure out how to bring something new. Why are you adapting this source material? If you're taking something that was popular and you're simply sticking some songs into it, is that enough of a reason for me as an audience member to want to bother to see it? If I, why don't I just go see the original movie or play or whatever? I think that the collaborative team has the opportunity to decide what is it that you want to enhance. Is there a theme that the movie doesn't push the let's just say it's a movie for now, that the original movie doesn't push in the same way? Do you want to, or do you think you could expand on it more? Or is there a flaw in the way a particular character is presented that you want to try to bring another idea to something that makes me understand why should I bother to watch this musical? And I do believe that one of the I think though that one of the reasons that people get upset about the current trend to take popular movies and turn them into musicals, really at the heart of it is not about the fact they're adapting a popular movie, but that they aren't bringing anything new to it. And so I think that the ones that make people angry are the ones that are just, let's take a popular movie, shove some songs in, and hope that the fact that everybody already knows it means that they'll go and see it. And to illustrate that, I have a handful of things that I want to use to illustrate these things. So, for example, the musical, where do I want to start? The musical Ghosts. The movie Ghost was, obviously extremely popular, and it had a lot of iconic things in it. And there was the scene with making the pottery scene, and then but there were lots of special effects scenes too about people walking through walls and being Whoopi Goldberg being inhabited by the ghost of Patrick Swayze so that he could talk to his ex-girlfriend. But I do think that at the heart of that movie, what makes that movie so wonderful, all that stuff is fun, but what makes it so wonderful is the love that's shared between the character that has died and his wife that he's trying to protect, and how important it is to him to try to figure out how to protect her, even though now he's not able to physically. And you feel that love and you care about those people, and it moves you. It makes you want to cry about how beautiful their love is and how sad it is they can't be together, but how important it is that he's trying to save her. This was made into a Broadway musical a handful of years ago, which I saw on Broadway. And in my opinion, the reason that it didn't it wasn't successful and didn't go very far and didn't play very long was that they spent so much time on those iconic moments, making sure we saw all the things that we wanted to see, the possession, the walking through walls, the magic tricks, the pottery scene. But somewhere along the line, the team that was putting that together, or I don't necessarily want to blame the writers. As it was the whole concept, whoever was involved for the whole concept seemed to forget that that movie was loaded with heart, and they didn't put any of that into the musical. It was all about, oh, that's how they did that, and oh, that's how they did it. Oh, I wonder how they're gonna, and it became just an exercise in how are they going to accomplish the next iconic moment, and not allow and didn't, for my taste, allow me to engage with the characters in the way that I did in the movie and really care about what was happening to them. On the other hand, I saw the Broadway version, musical version of the movie Beetlejuice on Broadway a handful of years ago as well. And I thought that was very different because I felt like, of course, they delivered on the things that we expect from a Beetlejuice musical. But at the same time, they did not simply recreate the movie. They had a slightly different approach. There were plot points that were different. And so you felt like it was fresh and new, even though it was also something that you were familiar with. So for my taste, that's why that one was more successful for me, and I believe that it was more successful in general as well. So those are some things to bear in mind. Now, I want to talk about some other instances where when Hollywood has gotten a hold of a text of some kind and turned it into a movie, the same thing is true. And so if you were to then take that movie and take it to a musical, you would want to bring something new to it. And the two things that I want to use to illustrate how that happens, even when something is being taken from a book and made into a movie, and the musical part isn't even being considered yet. Two of my favorite examples of that would be Forrest Gump. I very few people, I think, have read the little novella that that came from. It's a very short little thing. You should find it. It's fun to read. But the interesting thing about that is that it's really very much about how Forrest had all these different abilities. He was an idiot savant, and there are more of them in there. He winds up being shot in a rocket to the moon with a chimpanzee. He becomes a world ping pong champion. There's more than just that. I mean, there's already a bunch of things that happen in the movie, but in the book there are more. And in the book, it becomes my feeling again. This is all just in my opinion. My feeling in the book, and it's a fun book, was that it was really just all about the fun, about the lunacy of the things that he was an idiot savant at. And it was a little over the top and silly and a little nonsensical in a really fun and enjoyable way. But the movie Forrest Gump, the people who were behind the concept for that decided that there was some heart there, that there was more to be explored, and that this other stuff of him being an idiot savant was more a background and support for the fact that he was a really good person, and his relationship with Jenny and how all that played out, and that there was a lot, and his friendship, with Bubba. And the movie was so much more about the heart. And so therefore I felt like, although I very much enjoyed the book, I felt like the movie took a different approach to it and made it something completely different that didn't make me feel like, why would you bother to make a movie out of that? Another one going a little bit further back in time would be The Wizard of Oz. And I don't know how many of you have read the original Frank Baum novel, The Wizard of Oz. There's a whole series of novels, of Oz novels, Dorothy of Oz, The Tin Woodman of Oz, Ozma of Oz. And when I was a kid, I had at least four though of those, maybe a half a dozen of them, which I just gobbled up, and they all have different stories because in those novels, Oz is not a dream. It's not something that, she gets hit on the head during a tornado and wakes up later and the whole thing was a dream. The novels aren't, it's not presented that way. She goes there, and then she's able to return other times because it does in fact exist, and she goes back multiple times, and that's why there are multiple books. And some of the books don't even have Dorothy. She's not always the major character. There are other characters that become the major characters, and it's just full of all kinds of amazing, wonderful characters like T.E. Wogglebug H.M. Thoroughly, no, it's maybe it's H.M. Wogglebug T.E. I always get that backwards. One of them is highly magnified Wogglebug, thoroughly educated. And he's a little bug that accidentally got magnified during a class one day with one of those overhead projectors. And then he stepped out while he was magnified. And then he becomes, a full-size character. And there's the Gump, and there's all kinds of amazingly wonderful characters in those books. And I love them. I love all those books. But when the creators of The Wizard of Oz decided to take the story from the Wizard of Oz book and turn that into a movie, again, they went for the heart. They went for a different thing. They decided that Oz didn't really exist. It was all in her head, and it was all about learning how to appreciate what you already had, and the whole business of, about the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion being person and the witch being personifications of people in her real life, which is also not in the novel, so that when she could come home, she could have that moment where she says, and you were there, and you were there, and everything I needed was right here in my own backyard. So all of that is an invention of the adaptation. So all this to say that rather than railing against, the not having new ideas for musicals, I would encourage people to embrace the idea that adaptations are extremely creative. There is so much creativity still to be had. A musical is a big thing with so many moving parts between the book and the lyrics and the music and the dance and everything else that goes on. That's already to have a basis is not a bad thing because there's still a great deal of creativity that's going to go into turning that into a musical. So I encourage you to think about all of that, not only when you're considering your own adaptations and realizing, that you want to bring something new to older source material, but also when you're thinking about what's happening in the world today and on Broadway. And it's less about what did they choose to adapt and why are they adapting rather than coming up with new things, and more about how did they adapt it? What extra did they bring to it that made it new and fresh, even though the material is familiar? That's what I'm asking you to do, and thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. So toodaloo.